Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. With this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, welcome to 2016. Imagine that. And I mean that literally. Imagine that. Imagine for yourself what it is that you want to be, do, and have for this new year. It's a new start. It's not exactly a do-over because you can't erase what was. History is. And whatever you have been or whatever you've done, whatever you thought, whatever you've experienced, whatever you've caused, it counts. But today, this year, as well as each and every day, you begin anew. It is always a new start. As a matter of fact, every moment is a new opportunity for you to make a new start. And that start, a new decision, a choice that betters your circumstances, betters your objectives, that works in accordance with your purpose or your assignment from God. And oftentimes, we get so caught up in the ranting, the raving, the ongoing news and violence and causes, because there's always going to be causes. There's always going to be somebody shooting off at the mouth about what should or shouldn't be, looking for an audience, looking for those to agree with them, and basically causing more harm than good. Sure, there's pain and suffering in the world, and there always has been and probably will always be. I say that with conviction, mainly because that's what history has shown us. And those horrible things that happen to a new place, they help us to make new choices because we're able to define what it is that no longer serves us. And you as an individual must learn to do the same thing if you want to make a new start and better your life. I hear people often say, well, that's just how I am. You know, I didn't have the same advantages you had. I didn't get the education that you had. I didn't have a two-parent household, or we didn't have money, or I wasn't used to eating three meals a day, or, you know, people kinds of things to basically exonerate themselves from having to make changes and new choices for their own lives, even to save their own lives or that of their families. Yeah, I talk to people pretty often where they'll say, yeah, I know that I need to work on my anger, or, you know, my temper gets a little out of hand. Or I should learn to put a priority in place. Or I shouldn't cheat on my wife or my husband. You know, people say all this, but then they back it up with, but that's just how I am, okay? This is how I see things. This is what I've been doing for 10 years. Or, yeah, I can't change. And what that really means is they are committed sabotaging their own lives. They act as if they don't have a choice in the matter. Meanwhile, we made the image and likeness of our Creator, and the one thing we do have above and beyond any and everything is the power to choose. So the life that you are living right now, whatever it is that you think of yourself, or your circumstances, your conditions, your job, your health, your body, your relationship, your finances, is all contingent upon the choices that you are making day to day, minute to minute, year to year. So 2016 will look just like 2015 and 2014 and 2013 if you allow it, if you continue to do the same thing rather than making a new choice. The answers that you seek are already within you. That ability that is within you, that power, those skills, those talents, that strength, that power, if you are willing to say, yes, I can change. This is 2016. This is the year of the nine, numerological, which means this is transformation. This is change. You can do the things and act accordingly and say the things that are going to put you where you want to be. Because nothing is static. Everything in our lives constantly changes. Nothing is concrete. And when you finally recognize that, then let go of that disease. You can let go of that bad relationship. Or you can fix it. Okay, if both of y'all stop trying to be right and accept the fact that you love each other and want to be together, then that's half the problem solved right there. If you stop whining about your boss and what's wrong with the company that you work for and start recognizing that that's the choice as well. You don't have to go there. You can quit anytime. Then you might start to appreciate some of the choices that you've already made and start to recognize that none of these things have power over you unless you give them power. All of us have heard stories and probably told stories or may have even been the subject of many stories told. where they were supposed to die. They were literally on their deathbed, and miraculously they recovered. Why? Because they changed their mind. They made a new choice. And they gathered whatever strength and power that they possibly could within themselves and aligned themselves and the cells in their body and their mind, their thoughts, their hopes, their dreams, and their desires, so that they can substantiate that new choice. And that is what's meant by pick up your bed and walk, as it says in the Holy Bible, or well, all the holy books say the same thing, quite frankly. They just teach the same lesson. Okay? Everybody just thinks that this applies in one case, it doesn't apply in another, which is not true. There's only one source. It doesn't matter what religion you practice. Okay? That's religion is an institution. It's just how you choose to practice and or honor or worship your higher power. So, let's end this argument and understand that all of us are right. Okay? You're right to be a Christian, a Muslim, or a Catholic, whatever you are, a voodoo priest, or Buddhist. We're all looking for and capable of the same things. The only variance is the one we set in our minds. When you finally understand that you are making a new start each and every moment of your life, each and every moment that you are making choices, then you become master of this universe. God and goddess of your empire. Go to my website. That's www.unlimitedjoy.org. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do, and know that I love you.